This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Douglas County Commissioner Tom Kress stopping in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about some things going on with the county now. Last week, you became the chair for the county board this year. What does that actually mean?
So the chair for the Douglas County Board of Commissioners is runs the meetings, our Wednesday business meetings. It's also the point of contact from any state or federal contact that needs to be done. If anything out of the ordinary, they go through the chair first. The chair sets the agenda for the meetings and that kind of thing.
And you guys kind of rotate that around then, right?
Yeah, that's generally the case. Yeah, we just, everybody has a turn in the barrel, so to speak, and this year's mine.
So for each commissioner, you've got different departments that you're a liaison for. Which ones do you have this year?
I have the same ones so far that I had last year, which is the planning department, public works, the building department, the fairgrounds, the museums, the senior department, IT and radio, and that's about it, I guess. Yeah.
So obviously that keeps you busy. For those departments, what about things going on this year that you're, bigger projects maybe?
Yeah, we have quite a few things going on, particularly in public works. We're finishing up a couple of the big bridges, the Oakland Bridge and the Conford Bridge. We're also starting about six new smaller bridges to replace this year, keeping with our schedule of trying to do six a year. The McCullough Bridge, South Deer Creek Bridge, Rice Creek, and Hinkle Creek Bridge. Then also we're putting in over at the coast on at Winchester Bay, we've got a Federal Lands Access Program grant, and we're replacing the road out to out to the spit from Winchester Bay. We're moving the sand access to the other side so that they don't the ATVs and whatnot aren't crossing back and forth in traffic. Trying to make that safer out there.
Now you talked about the bridge projects. I mean, bridge projects are pretty amazing to watch, but I mean a whole lot goes into those.
They do. First you have. You've got to identify, of course, the need for them, and then you've got to try to engineer the project. And these smaller ones, even those are, quite a bit of engineering. Usually the engineering costs alone are as much as the actual construction costs on these bridges. And then you take a couple of the big ones like the Conford and the Oakland, that's something that the county needs help with. So, we really are doing this through ODOT, and they do the engineering and help get that bridge replaced.
And out in Oakland, I mean, that is really a historic bridge. I can't remember what year that was built, but way, way back.
Yeah, it certainly was, and it's been in one lane for quite a few years now, and to have a two-lane access is going to be it's going to be very nice for the citizens there of Oakland, and just getting on and off the freeway and going north out of town. It'll be much nicer to have, rather than have a stoplight right before you go across a bridge. It'll actually be two lanes and no worries about load rating or anything like that.
Now, for public works, what are some of the other things that you have going on this year?
In the public works department, we are still, hoping that this rain we're getting right now changes the tide and that we actually fill like Galesville Dam. That's part of the public works department, the natural resource side of it. The public works also does, most of the road maintenance throughout the years, on the county maintained road, which would be the chip sealing program. We're going to continue to have an aggressive amount of that this year as well.
And you mentioned the senior services. Talk about some of the things going on there.
Yeah, I mean, the senior department continues to just, we've got a wonderful group of people led by Jeannie right there, and they just provides, lots of services to our seniors throughout the county, whether it be meals at congregate sites or delivery of meals. Do counseling for the seniors, and they just generally are a source of a resource for them to go on with their lives as they get to where it's harder for them to do things on their own. Our senior department is usually there to help them, guide them a little bit, and we run that throughout the county, and it's between the volunteers and our own staff. It's a very dedicated bunch.
And how much could you not do if you didn't have all the volunteers?
Boy, it'd be tough. You know, the volunteers do all our deliveries. You know, during COVID, we really understood the value of our volunteers when they just couldn't be risked being out there doing it, and we had to try to staff that. It was very, very difficult. So the volunteers make all the difference in the world, and so much so that we try to recognize, you know, a volunteer of the month every month. You know, if we can, all three of us commissioners go to a dining site and try to recognize one of our volunteers, because without them, we just couldn't make it go.
And is that one of the things about maybe county government? Are there other places besides senior services where people can volunteer?
Yeah, oh, definitely. You know, besides senior services, we have a lot of volunteers at our museums, both over at the coast and the one here. And I will tell you, again, it would be very difficult to operate those museums as much as they do without volunteers being there, because, you know, it's a very low, low revenue source with, but a lot of time put into it. You know, we're working on a new exhibit right now, which is going to feature the Archie Creek. So I got to put that plug in for that, the Archie Creek Fire, and it'll be an exhibit that we're going to open pretty soon. And the volunteers help make that happen.
Wow, a lot going on. Anything else you want to mention about county government this year?
Yeah, well, you know, it's 2023 is going to be one of those years where let's cross our fingers, we're not going to have an emergency. We're not going to, and we're moving further away from the pandemic, and I'm looking forward to moving forward and getting some things done.
All right, County Commissioner Tom Kress, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.